Is this supposed to get us pumped up for the spelling bee?
That's right.
The game spelling bee coming up here this segment. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner. More on the fallout from the Corey Sutton situation next segment. You can't be serious at 5:50. I didn't really watch any of the Scripps National Spelling Bee other than the kid that did the spell the word really fast and just walk off before he'd even heard whether or not he was right or wrong.
He's a baller.
Mic drop moment. Yeah, that was great. It was great. See, the Spelling Bee embraces fun more than baseball does. Major League Baseball can take some lessons from the Spelling Bee. Wonder if there's unwritten rules for the Spelling Bee. Wonder how that works. Unwritten rules for decorum in the Spelling Bee. But anyway, I wanted to go ahead and put these two guys to the test. So these are not words that in all likelihood you're going to hear in any actual Scripps National Spelling Bee. These all relate to either the show or the sports world, some inside jokes here. So if you listen to the show for a while, you're going to enjoy this even more. I think you'll still enjoy it even if you don't. But here's the way that I set this up. I think with two people, like, it's hard to just do the let's go until somebody misses one. That's not as much fun. It doesn't guarantee that we would get very far in this game. So somewhat like the match game, I have six words here. You're each going to have to spell three.
Okay.
And then at the end, we'll see you as the most points.
Okay.
There's a tie. I don't know how exactly we're going to settle that. I may have to think of something on the fly because I didn't pre-plan for that. But I'm not anticipating that there will be a tie. So if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to go ahead and have this be the order. We'll go Mitch, Tyler, Mitch, Tyler, Mitch, Tyler. You okay with that, Mitch? You cool with leading off here?
So I'm going first?
You're going first.
Okay.
Now, with every word here, I have a language of origin for you, and I also have a sentence. So you can request the language of origin and to use it in a sentence. And in fact, I would really prefer if you ask for the language of origin and for me to use said word in a sentence.
Why? Because it took you a while to come up with that for
all
of them?
Because it's part of the fun of the game. I want to make sure that you have all the information that you possibly need. So, Mitch, are you ready here? Start off the game spelling bee.
Let's go.
All right. And you're going to have to either buzz your how are we doing this? If you get it wrong, you get the buzz, buzz from the match game. Yeah. You have to buzz yourself. So just wait for the official call, the official ruling from me.
Trust me, I have the trigger ready. It's a hair trigger.
Okay. Mitch, your word is vacuum.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
In a vacuum is one of John's favorite phrases. Vacuum.
May I please have the language of origin?
Yeah, it's actually Latin. Learn that from Google.
Is it really?
Yeah, Latin. Mm-hmm. Vacuum.
V-A-C-U-U-M. Vacuum.
That is correct. Mitch Fortner on the board with one. All right, we'll go with M-T. All right, so Mitch with a 1-0 lead. Tyler coming up for his first at-bat here in the game spelling bee. Tyler, you ready?
Yep.
Your word is Skoglund. Skoglund.
There's a reason I went first.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Language of origin is baseball, by the way. I don't know if you were going to ask for that. But the language of origin is baseball, which buys me some time here to get you the sentence. Nathan Carnes, Eric Skoglund. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
I believe Skoglund. If you really want language of origin, it's probably German.
No, but baseball. Skoglund.
Okay. Skoglund. Capital S-K-O-G-L-U-N-D. Skoglund.
That is correct. You guys are both nailing it so far. 1-1.
For the spelling bee, you have to, if it is a capital S, you have to say capital S and then continue.
I just wanted to cover myself.
I would have given you that either way.
Yeah.
Judges are going to be fairly lenient here.
Okay.
All right. So we're 1-1. You guys have both started off nicely. I think it's about to get harder, though. I'm sorry. Mitch.
I'm a terrible speller.
Mitch, you ready here?
Yeah.
Mitch, your word is sweeve. Sweeve.
Okay, sweeve. I'm going to need this in a sentence.
All right. Well, here you go.
You know, sweeve has made a great deal of improvement, you know, since he got there.
Oh, you really.
This is in reference
to. You put a lot of effort into this segment.
Would you like the language of origin?
Yeah, language of origin.
Ukraine.
Sweet. I thought you were going to say Bruce Wilbur.
No, sweeve's from Ukraine.
Say the word again.
Sweeve.
Sweeve. Am I saying that right? Sweeve.
Yeah, here. Yeah, just have another listen.
You know, Sweeve has made a great deal of improvement, you know, in the last, since he got there.
And this is an actual word from the Ukraine?
Mitch, I just need you to spell Sweeve.
Sweeve.
There is a countdown.
S-W-E-E-V-E, Sweeve.
That is correct, Mitch. You nailed it. Mitch, up 2-1 after spelling Sweeve, by my interpretation, by the way, correctly.
I'm coming across the desk if you make me spell Mikhailiuk.
No, you would not. Man, that would have been a good idea, but no. No, you do not have to spell Mikhailiuk. This one, however, I feel will be deceptively difficult. Tyler, your word is Gallagher.
Ooh.
Gallagher.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear
the
sentence.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. Jack Gallagher is an extraordinary gentleman. Gallagher.
What about language of origin?
Language of origin, it's like Old English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Old English. Jack Gallagher. Gallagher. The word is Gallagher.
Gallagher. Capital G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. Gallagher.
Man, you guys are crushing this. I didn't think this would go this way. All right. Well, it's tied at 2 now, headed into the home stretch here. This will be...
Championship rounds.
Oh, I feel like you guys are going to tie, and I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
Tied at 2. Final round. Mitch, are you ready for your final word?
Now, is this harder than Sweeve?
I would say no.
Okay.
Are you ready for your word, Mitch?
It's rock and roll.
It's a little more conventional. Your word... is snorkeling. Snorkeling.
I don't know why I'm laughing, because you just gave him an easy one.
Well, I'm going to screw it up. I gotta make sure I'm not going to spell this wrong.
Would you like language of origin or a sentence?
Let's get the language of origin.
The language of origin is... It works better if I give you the sentence first. Can I give you the sentence first?
Oh, fine.
Use snorkeling in a sentence here. Snorkeling. Tyler only gets to go snorkeling once a year now. Snorkeling.
Only once. Man, rough life.
Language of origin.
Language, please.
First world problem. It's the language of origin. First world.
Could you repeat the word for me, please?
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling. S-N-O-R-K-L-I-N-G. Snorkeling.
Ooh, is that buzz. Wrong? The buzzer. The buzzer. We have a wrong answer.
I don't think I've ever even seen the word snorkeling before.
Do I get to win by spelling that correctly?
No, you cannot. I will spell it correctly for you, though. S-N-O-R-K-E-L-I-N-G.
Oh, I left out the E.
Snorkeling.
Okay.
Yep.
All right,
dang
Tyler. For the win in the game spelling bee.
Okay.
Are you ready for your final word?
Yes.
Cafefe.
Oh, my goodness.
Your word is cafefe.
Can I hear the word in a sentence, please?
Yes. Despite the constant negative press, cafefe. Would you like the language of origin?
Language of origin.
Russian.
All right.
Cafefe.
Cafefe. C-O-V-F-E. F-E, and in some cases, an accent over the final E.
I don't know what
cafefe.
Accent. Judges, will we allow the accent comment here?
Judges say no.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah. We're going to overrule that and give him the win. Give him the winning music. Give him the winning
yes,
music.
The
it's
winning
correct.
Music. Okay,
it's
match
correct.
Game?
Yes, give him the winning music. Tyler wins. Tyler wins the first annual game spelling bee by a count of 3-2. Did you enjoy that?
I did. I was way more nervous for that than I've been for any match game.
Because you thought you might look like a fool or what?
I didn't want to lose to
I'm
Mitch.
The one that looks like a fool. I misspelled snorkeling, even though I had no idea, really.
You can't be serious at 550. When we come back, more on the fallout from the Corey Sutton situation. How will situations like this go in the future? You're listening to The Game.